Diary Fragment. From Parramatta, Australia to Auckland, New Zealand, February 2nd to 8th, 1893. Parramatta. Thursday forenoon, February 2nd, I read to brother and sister Hare a very straight message. It cut every way like a two-edged sword. Sister Hare wept some. Brother Hare looked as though he was sullen, but he did not say much. By earnest request, I rode up to Castle Hill. This was a very interesting drive. We met a horse and carriage. Brother Steed introduced the driver as Mr. Martin. After we had parted from him, Brother Steed said he had been deeply convicted upon the truth, but his wife, a primitive Wesleyan, was so bitterly opposed he did not take his position. But he gave £2 to help build the church. He is a wealthy man. As we were returning from our drive, a daughter of Brother Martin, who was in the wagon when we spoke to her father, stopped us to say her father wished us to call at their home. We did so. He has a large fruit farm, and he treated us liberally with fruit, but Mrs. Martin did not come into the room to speak with us. Thursday evening, I spoke the last time in the chapel. The Lord gave me a decided, plain testimony in reference to the binding claims of the law of God, and the truth seemed to go home to many hearts that were halting between two opinions. All that I could do for that time, I had done for these new converts. One man, who had been a missionary to foreign countries, had opposed the truth and created much prejudice. Brother Steed said he came to see him Friday morning and said, "If the words spoken by Mrs. White are true, then I am wrong." I never saw the matter put in that light before. I do not want to be found tearing down that which the Lord is building up, and thus fighting against God. He said, "I must search into this matter and see if these things are as she has presented them. May the Lord convict and convert this man, who has increased the prejudice already existing in many hearts, and thereby strengthened the hands of the transgressors of the law of God." Friday, February 3, 1893. Friday at 10:30 a.m., we left Parramatta for Sydney. When we reached Sydney, we found Brother Reiki waiting for us. He had a hired horse and carriage from the livery stable to take us wherever we wished to go. W.C. White was to be in from Melbourne in 30 minutes, and it was proposed we ride during that time, and then he accompany us. I noticed the horse was high-headed, and asked if he was perfectly safe. Brother Reiki said he was assured the horse was all right, perfectly safe. The conveyance was a wagonette, opening for the two hind seats by steps on the hind part of the carriage. I could easily get into this, but we rode only a short distance, and then, when we were descending a hill, the horse became unmanageable. He was too long for the shafts, and the carriage crowded upon him. He began to kick. Thud, thud, went his steel-clad heels into the carriage, stoving in the fender. We were thoroughly frightened. Elder Starr jumped from the carriage and was at the horse's head. I thought, "I have an appointment to speak in the hall at Sydney, and I should fill that appointment." The horse continued his business of kicking, and as he was a powerful animal, we were threatened to be stove all to pieces. But I believe the angel of God was on the scene, else the horse would have stove us to pieces. Sister Star, Emily, and I hustled out over the door, for we could not open it in our haste, and thank the Lord we all landed safely on the ground without a bruise. We had turned off from the main thoroughfare just in time, and were on a by street. We made our way to a pile of rocks by the roadside, put my cushion on one, and I was seated upon it, and Sister Star and Emily found similar seats. Our satchels were piled around us, and we sat there until the men, Brethren Reiki and Star, took the animal back to the livery stable. In 30 minutes they returned with entirely new equipment, horse and carriage. We were again seated and went to the depot for Willie. He had just arrived from Melbourne, much wearied. I found my heart was in a sad state from the fright. We drove at once to Brother Reiki's and took dinner with them. Then, just before the Sabbath, we rode to Sister Hardy's to find lodging for Emily and me through the night, but I was weak and nervous. The house was close to the street, and 12 boys and girls were playing, yelling, and making every imaginable noise. My head ached, my heart ached. I was for a little time tempted to think that at my age I ought not to be traveling about, but to be settled down where I could have quiet and rest. This going from place to place, packing and unpacking, with all the inconveniences to be met, were wearing to me. I felt sad over the matter. I slept some that night, awoke with my nose bleeding. This relieved my head somewhat. Sabbath, I would have been so pleased to be relieved from speaking. I was tired and exhausted. I went to the meeting, praying the Lord to make His strength perfect in my weakness, and the Lord heard my prayer. I spoke with great freedom, for the Lord gave voice, and the Lord did bless me, and impart to me His Holy Spirit, and I know the hearts of those present were touched. We learned that the boat did not leave until 2 o'clock. It was to have left at 11 o'clock. We had everything like baggage stored away on Friday. We were sorry to leave on the Sabbath, but we could not help ourselves. Everything was in our staterooms except the hand satchels with the sleeping garments we had used during the night. I learned from Brother Steed Friday that Mrs. Martin came out to hear us Thursday night at Parramatta with a Wesleyan minister's wife who had been strengthening Mrs. Martin in her opposition. But for once, they did not care to talk. Mr. Martin said they did not present one word of objection. The Wesleyan Methodist said, "Mrs. White went deeper than any of us have gone. May the Lord convert these souls." En route from Sydney to Auckland, New Zealand, February 4th to 8th, 1893. Sabbath afternoon, February 4th, at 2 o'clock, we took our position in the boat and went directly to our staterooms. The water was not smooth, and we were all very sick. We all threw up freely. Sister Star and Emily were sick all the way. We reached Auckland Wednesday morning, February 8th. Monday evening it looked like rain. Tuesday the rain poured down all day. Wednesday morning it was still pouring down, and our transfer from boat to the carriage was in a heavy rain. Brother Israel was at the boat to meet us and had engaged a house for us, all furnished, to go into at once. Oh, how thankful we were to get on land and to find a convenient place to stay. Brother and Sister Israel had everything ready for us, and we soon felt at home.